passed on and realized that eternal way that's turned its back on here.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun's still warm.
This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein, and talking to Mike in Kentucky. And I was bringing up this email, and I wanted to get time to finish reading. Let me read another part of it before I go back to Mike real quick, because it goes into a little bit about some of the things we've already talked about, but a little bit more. Let's see, here we go. I'm trying to get to where I was at, where I stopped. It ties in. I mean, there's so many things when you start getting into admiralty and general maritime law, which is constitutional, and what Mike even brought up about the custom houses. Here I go. Admiral Allen is the current U.S. Coast Guard commandant who is deeply involved in the gun grabbing and warrantless searches and seizures and use of the quote unquote military involving Katrina and Rita. That went on in the South. Admiral Allen is a fascist and is married to another fascist, Pamela Hess III, who is a Hessian from Hess, Germany, and is related to the Hess oil dynasty from back east that is involved in scandals within the Interior Department pertaining to oil leases, theft of monies involving these oil leases, drug and sex scandals involved in the leases. And Pamela Hess III is related to former Deputy Fuhrer, to Adolf Hitler, Rudolf Hess. Remember, the royal families in the UK and others brought in the Hessians as European mercenaries to go against American interests in our own Revolutionary War. When you start seeing all this stuff going on, it's not hard to figure out who's doing it, because all of the stuff, like we've had now the first time a Mexican mayor for Los Angeles, the first time since our first Civil War. And we've not had a Mexican mayor since. And the only time that we had one, or the last time that we had one, and I don't care if the mayor is Mexican or not, but when you start seeing all of these things, like symptoms and or commonalities between what went on in our own first Civil War and what is going on now, that they're carrying on the very same practices, the very same games, and literally carrying on a civil war now, although it may not feel like it, they want to move us into this North American Union, the merger between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and they want to do it by breaking us down. It's exactly what they do to military personnel when they go into an academy. They break you down to build you back up in how they want you, in their model, or along their paradigm. Admiral Allen has been instrumental, along with Admiral Loy, who now works for Lockheed Martin, as associated with integrated Coast Guard systems and deep water programs, and Admiral Collins as well, in giving over an entire floor of the Washington, D.C. offices of the U.S. Coast Guard headquarters to the School of the Americas, or the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, that trains assassins. Trains assassins. We'll be right back. Trains assassins. The Coast Guard is now involved in training assassins.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, people, we're back. And I want to continue to read this real quick, and then I'll go back to Mike and other callers. Let me throw out the number again, 800-313-9443, and we just open a bunch of new lines. So call in and pick up. But let me read Admiral, and this is so very important. Admiral Allen, I'm rereading this one part. Admiral Allen has been instrumental along with Admiral Loy. And Admiral Loy now works for Lockheed Martin as associated with integrated Coast Guard systems and deep water programs, you know, Coast Guard programs. He's working for the federal contractor that he helped set up as the admiral for the Coast Guard with this federal contractor, and now he works for that federal contractor. And Admiral Collins as well, in giving over an entire floor of the Washington, D.C. offices of the U.S. Coast Guard headquarters to the School of the Americas, or the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, that trains assassins for Central and South America and the rest of the world to kill nuns, teachers, priests, public servants, whistleblowers, dissidents, activists, and those who believe in their own forms of quote-unquote self-governance. And they've now taken these programs, and now rather than being targeted at people around the world, they're targeting at their own people, at fellow Americans. And anyone who uses war overseas against, you know, our Iraq has been basically an unarmed population. They're less armed than the American people are by far. And we've turned a branch of military against them. There were no WMDs and more. But if a government or those in charge of the government or placed in positions of power and trust are willing to do this overseas to others, what makes you think that they're not willing to do it to you? They have no formal allegiance to you. I mean, look to human nature. Look to stuff that's gone on in your own family or in your past. Admiral Allen, and let me finish. I'll just read a couple more blurbs real quick on this and go back to Mike. Admiral Allen has been instrumental in carrying on military tribunals of American civilians within the Coast Guard and Homeland Security since at least 2003, if not well before, without the consent or knowledge of a good number of congresspersons and senators. He is actively involved in treason. This must change and requires your help to do so. The issues of Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib are not about foreigners, but are about setting case precedents that can and will and is in fact being used right now against American civilians and even military officers who are not in the uniform of the Coast Guard and should not be under their own self-made courts. Every time we have a war, they remake these admiralty courts and try to bring civilians into them and steal land and property and lives and livelihoods and destroy families. Real quick, let me just throw out a couple more. Go to the National Mariners Association for some of the information that is going on within our own inland waterways, ferries, tugs, harbors, fishermen, fisheries, and other domestic waterborne interests and assets. Philadelphia Shipyard is now Kvarner. AIG owns and controls, yes, the same AIG, 54 minor U.S. ports and 28 major U.S. ports. American President Lines is now owned and controlled by the Singaporean government. They used to name all their ships after American presidents. Now they name them the APL China, the APL Taiwan, the APL Korea, the APL Guam, and more. Maersk is a Dutch Scandinavian company. Remember the pirates in Somalia? The Alabama? Yeah, it's a foreign company. Foreign owned and controlled with foreign ownership and control, but flying the American flag. The U.S. Coast Guard tried to get its nose in the midst of all that, even though it is U.S. Navy business. The Coast Guard is using uniformed military judge, advocate, general, JAG officers as valid attorneys to prosecute cases in its own self-made military tribunals. I know of this from first-hand experience and as an eyewitness and participant to these proceedings myself. Last year, the Coast Guard prosecuted one of its own cadets under military law, even though we are not, quote-unquote, at war under a proper declaration of war by Congress, and even though this never occurred before in the past 139-year history of the Coast Guard or the United States as a federal maritime police force, and Webster Smith is his name. As a graduate of a true and proper military academy myself, this is unconscionable and is a move to place all students under military law. Even as this was going on with Admiral Brewer, was appointed to be superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District by Mayor Villaraigosa, the first time we've had a Mexican mayor in L.A. since our first Civil War. And he appoints Admiral Brewer to be in charge of L.A. Unified School District. And he did this to turn the second largest school district in the nation into a nursery for soldiers and sailors in the lead up to a much larger all-out war that these guys were, still are trying to drive us into, as they have a number of their own fascist ilk still throughout the system, like Admiral Allen and crew. Let me go to Mike again in Kentucky. Mike, you there?
Two things, and then you need to get to some other callers. What is the possibility, and, you know, these learned in the law types say that all law is contract, and increasingly for the last, I don't know, at least 60 years, they have tried to uniformly commercialize all and align all laws throughout all the states.
Well, they want to make us into consumers.
Universal commercial codes.
Right.
Should there not be a division of Universal Commercial Code that handles military? You were talking about the Hessians. They were all hired mercenaries.
Right. Well, look at what's going on with Blackwater and all this other stuff now.
Yeah, hired mercenaries. And that's because what they did, and if you notice, I have to wonder, there's at least four versions of the U.S. flag floating around. One with a light blue field that looks like almost Israeli or UN blue.
Right.
And then there's two dark blue fields, one that's short and one that's long that matches the Title IV United States Code, except it's got the really huge stars that are the same diameter as the width of a stripe, which is not Title IV. And then you've got the Title IV flag that hangs behind Congress, which is supposed to be, you know, U.S. common law proper flag, you know, and if people get into the jurisdiction of gold fringe and the eagle on top.
Yeah, but, and I want to go back to that gold fringe because our federal district courts have always been admiralty courts. Admiralty is constitutional, and it means that they can handle international and national issues and even military issues because admiralty gets into military, you know, disputes. They have always had original subject matter jurisdiction in admiralty and general maritime law. And this goes back to, I think it's like paragraph 26 within the Constitution. It goes into even the articles that we work on, which are called shipping articles, which are articles of agreement with the United States. They're akin to letters of marque that rather than letters of marque that go to the royal houses or royal families, it was letters of marque or articles of agreement between the American people and our system of self-governance and those it would contract out to carry on, you know, protection of the country and our interests.
But they're like a bridge between interstate commerce and international commerce.
Well, yeah, no, but it is because it covers, like, when you go up the Mississippi, you go through, you know, several states. There's water bound, even the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes, you know, Canada sits on, many of the, Great Lakes themselves as well. So you have international boundaries there and state boundaries. When it gets into a dispute between states or citizens of various states or nations, that's supposed to be a federal matter. And what they've done, though, is they've tried to take over and use at the administrative courts to suppress admiralty jurisdiction within the federal district courts, whether it be labor issues, two ships running aground, whatever, so that they could be handled, quote-unquote, administratively under courts.
I think that happens at the state level, too. All the state courts are handled administratively unless.
Yeah, but those courts are not real courts because administrative courts are executive branch Article II courts.
That's why they're gold fringe.
They're not supposed to exist.
Attorney General of the United States said the gold fringe is there at the whim of the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy.
No, bullshit.
That happened in 1926.
No, I know that, but there's been case law and other stuff since. If you go to the case of, and this is a beautiful case, and I'd ask you to read it, it's Reed, R-E-I-D, versus Covert, C-O-V-E-R-T, from 1957, and it goes all the way back to the Magna Carta, and it's Justice Hugo Black who wrote the opinion, and it lays out that we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts within the executive branch, whether they be administrative or whether they be military. That even in 1956 or in the 50s when this happened, the final this is the only case that's been reheard by the Supreme Court where it overturned itself. It was heard in 1956 and it upheld the lower courts. The Solicitor General and Attorney General. The Attorney General works for the Solicitor General. A lot of people don't realize that. The Solicitor General gets to decide when to defend the U.S. Constitution and how, and directs the Attorney General to do that. I hear the music coming up. Hold on one sec. I want to finish this off because it's important. But let me get back to Reed versus Covert right after this break, and we'll continue on. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. We're speaking with Mike in Kentucky, 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Lieutenant Eric Schein, program is In the Zone. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. And you go to the website, www.republicbroadcasting.org, and there's business cards on there you can get a really great deal on. And I was talking to Mike about the case of Reed versus Covert from 1957. It was actually heard by the Supreme Court in 1956 and then reheard in 1957. It is the controlling law on military tribunals, and it made it clear that we are not supposed to have a competing system of courts or tribunals that come under the executive branch rather than within the independent judiciary or Article III, branch of government. And it went all the way back in its opinion to the Magna Carta from 1215 or 1209, and laid out the clear delineation between what is military and what is not, and what is civilian and what is not. And it made it abundantly clear that the American way is to have the military always under control of the civilians, and that civilians would never come under control of the military. And this is, you know, there's nothing that has overturned this case precedence. It is the controlling law. And it was about a woman whose husband was a military personnel. I'm not sure if it was an officer enlisted. Might have been a warrant officer who was killed. She was blamed for the death, murder, and she was prosecuted in a military tribunal. And trust me, from experiencing these myself, not as a naval officer, I'm a commissioned officer in the U.S. Navy, but as an alleged civilian, where I am presumed guilty under Napoleonic law, denied counsel, forced to be my own counsel, accused of being medically, mentally incompetent by a branch of military I'm not in, I can tell you that these courts are not courts. They're not even kangaroo courts. They're it's a shooting gallery. Literally, I mean, they might as well line you up on the wall and shoot you, because that's exactly what goes on in these courts, where you have military personnel with no checks and balances who are imposing themselves upon civilians, or those who they believe are civilians, or those who they allege to be civilians. And the whole gold fringe flag, you know, our federal courts are supposed to be admiralty courts as well. And that's where the gold fringe comes from. They're not supposed to be. They can be, like for relief, Lieutenant Watada went into our federal district courts. Military personnel are supposed to have access to our courts. They are still citizens. They are still members and to be protected by the Constitution. The thing that it made it very clear in this case of Reed versus Covert in 1957 is we have trains, we have planes, we have automobiles, we have boats, and that there is no reason anywhere in the world that we should have a competing system of courts rather than using our federal district courts that are set up to handle every kind of case you can imagine. And they have done it. If you look to the Rosenbergs and others, the Quirin precedents, if you go to these, the story of the 8 German saboteurs from World War II and Roosevelt's involvement in that, it was to cover up the simple fact that Roosevelt was not doing a good job, that we stumbled upon these saboteurs, we discovered them by accident, and he didn't want everyone to know this because it would have been the end of his political career. I believe there's a lot more to it than that, and I would, you know, go a step further, but I would do it through accusing Churchill of being a traitor to his own people, where he had a copy of the Enigma machine, the encryption and encoding device, that they're match sets. One communicates with only one other. The two communicate with each other only. They provide message traffic to each other and to no one else. These encryption devices are made specifically in matched sets, period. Churchill had one smuggled out through Poland and was communicating with someone with another one of these on the other side in Germany. And I'm sorry, at some point, he was speaking with, in my mind, when you look at what has happened to England and the fall of it to Germany, not only after during World War I and World War II, it has become nothing but a thoroughfare, a subway stop for Germany. Mike, you still there?
Yeah, I wouldn't have given a whole lot of credibility to the gold fringe argument, except that I saw the older printed United States Code books that had it in black and white from 1926, where that ruling or where the opinion of the Attorney General was given.
Right.
And when I saw that, I photocopied it immediately, and then the law books disappeared the next time I was there to show somebody they were gone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hold on if you want to, and I'll give you, you can jump in right after the break, but we got to go to break again. Commercials are killing us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Welcome back, people. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I found a law library that has these, a couple of different things. They had 2 volumes of the original, on hemp paper that had been rebound because the binding didn't last as long as the hemp paper.
Yeah, but you have to
from
ask
1822,
yourself.
1822, huh?
Mike, real quick. You got to ask yourself, though, because this whole issue of hemp is reoccurring like, it was a central issue in my own. I've never, I don't smoke pot or, I did when I was a kid. I got sober, stopped drinking, stopped using drugs, whatever. And this is before I went in the academy. They knew all about it, told them about it. I had to go through a whole, national, defense industry or, NDIA, I'm trying to think of the, it's not industries, but it's National Defense Investigations background check, to get into the academy, after a congressional appointment, all the other stuff, and, for my naval commission. And,
they interviewed probably ex-girlfriends and stuff from high school.
Oh, they did. Yeah, no, I actually, mine was worse than, they had to, because of everything that I told them, in my own interview, they would not let me swear in with the rest of my class. At King's Point, they held it up for 6 months as they did a more in-depth background check of me and went and interviewed all my neighbors, my family, girlfriends,
yep.
The whole nine yards. And, but I still, graduated and got out of there and got my commission and more, only to find out, many of the things that started raising an eyebrow while going on at, or that were going on at the academy, in attacks upon our merchant marine and maritime industry, and even the involvement of the Coast Guard in much of that, is now coming to full fruition. And now I understand that, you know, we've had these families that have been here since our Revolutionary War that never left, that those who believe in a kingdom, those who don't believe in a republic, those who believe that we elect a king rather than a president, and those who want to convert us back into, whether it's a member nation state of the United Kingdom or make us into some kind of an independent kingdom, they feel more at home and more comfortable under that form of governance.
Do you think that's why they tried to get a Rockefeller in, even maybe in attempting to assassinate Ford?
Yeah, no, look at all this. The names have not changed to protect the guilty. The very same names of the very same families, Ford, you know, Chrysler, any of these names that turned these businesses and or industries into these large collectives like General Motors are enemies of the people. General Motors should not exist. A lot of these banks should not exist in their present form. I don't have a problem with many of these things. The way they're going about it and what the damage it's doing to the American people and our economy and stability for, smaller businesses, I do have a problem with. Companies being formed like Cerberus, that is nothing, it's like Carlyle and other holding groups. But Cerberus, that Jon Snow, former Secretary of Treasury, of the Treasury, and former CEO of CSX Rail and Shipping Company, directly involved in my own stuff, because CSX is one of the companies involved with my Federal Officers Association and, you know, companies that I've worked for, along with Maersk, that is deeply involved in Sealand, USS MMI, CSX, and others. But what kind of a moron or an idiot or a jerk or an a-hole would name their company after the proverbial Greek mythological dog, three-headed dog that guards Hades? And when you look into Jon Snow and what he's been up to in setting the stage for Bernanke and working with Greenspan, Greenspan was knighted by the Queen. So was Kissinger. He was born in Bavaria, raised in London to an age, and came here to betray us.
Well, that's what I was bringing up with the original 1922 hemp paper was the 13th Amendment that was passed after the world after the War of 1812.
Well, right, but you remember what the original 13th Amendment was going to be, right?
Defrocking citizenship for anybody that had a title of nobility.
You got it. You got it, man.
And I saw that in black and white, along with the opinion of the Attorney General that was a footnote in the Title IV United States until 1979.
But when you say defrocking, though, real quick, I want to be clear on that, because it's not just, you know, if you're a judge and somehow you accept knighthood from the Queen, you don't just lose your robes as a judge. You lose your citizenship.
Yeah, you can't vote, you know. Probably, you know, in some places you wouldn't be able to own property at that point.
Yep.
Back in the 1820s.
That's how our founding fathers felt about this. And I want to point out a couple things real quick. Martin Bormann was the man who moved the capital of over 750 families out of Nazi Germany before the empire fell. Bormann, the very same last name, different spelling, is one of the individuals involved in the production of the new Terminator movie.
Would that be part of Operation Paperclip or not?
Yes, of course.
Okay, because they didn't just get the rocket scientists. You know, I've talked to people
exactly
about this, and they try to say, well, it was just the rocket scientists.
No, they took spies. They took assassins.
Geneticists.
Soldiers, right, exactly.
Chemists.
Yep.
All sorts of weird stuff that we've been getting into far, long before it hit the news, about cloning and creating viruses.
Yeah.
Stuff that goes way back, even into the 50s, probably that, you know, top secret stuff that wasn't only found out about until it became academic, like the reassembling of a virus in 1955. That was in academia. Well, who knows how long ago they did it in military.
Doesn't it bother you that the nuclear collider, the Hadron Collider in Texas, was shut down, something that would not only give us all sorts of R&D and information and technology and jobs and stuff that would be spun off just like the space program, but also the military applications from that? And I'm not a warmonger, and I'm not out there making up, you know, the need to create more super weapons, but at some point, you know, better that we own and control that technology ourselves and keep a leash on it or be able to defend ourselves from it. But doesn't it disturb you that that's been shut down and now the only one in the world is in Switzerland, which is much allied to the Germans and the Nazi Party?
Well, that and the other suppressed technologies, like even last year, MIT issued a report that said, you know, geothermal could power the world and its projected needs something to the tune of tens of thousands of times of our foreseeable energy needs.
But you know what that does?
Shut down.
But you know what that does and what's so important? Yeah, because it's being moved overseas. They're attacking our country economically. This is economic warfare. And at some point, it's not just a war that stops or ends with economic warfare. It is to soften us up, to take down the industrial might of the United States and to replace it and do exactly what they did in Germany after the war in making much of the German people nothing but peasants and farmers.
They've got the grid with the electrical grid. They've even reported on it that that thing is got Trojan programs planted in it by presumably these Chinese, where it could the electrical grid could be shut down. Now, where is the decentralization of the electric grid to the
public? Of everything, not just the electric grid, but your cars, government, you know. One of the problems, and our founding fathers knew and understood this well, and this was one of the battles, they knew and understood not only the tyranny that comes from a strong centrist government, and you see how they're, you know, taking away all the rights that they vowed to protect and framed within the Constitution and the amendments, and have, you know, stretched out in other enactments in statute, that they, through this centrist government, Democratic and Republican, that is owned and controlled by these corporatists like Jane Harman, Senator Heinz and Heinz Ketchup, who died, passed his German private trust fund to his wife Teresa Heinz, Kerry, to John Kerry, and attached this German trust fund, just like the trust fund attached to Cindy Helmsley with Anheuser-Busch to John McCain. They are preparing us, the United States, for all-out war. And they want it because, think about it, Germany has taken over Italy, Spain, England. The European is under German control, whether you want to realize it or admit it or not. They've pretty much taken over the U.S., although it's still kind of up in the air. They want Russia, and they want the European Union and the United States to go together against and take back Russia and put it back under their wing of the German royal houses. If you look to the Tsar, the former Tsars of Russia, and even Stalin and many of these other people were, you know, related to them, they are related to the Germans as well. That all the royal houses from Europe are interrelated. They were intermarrying each other for hundreds of years.
A lot of them have the propaganda that they rule because they're somehow related to the House of David. The Queen of England, I've got a picture of it in a book. There's a certain throne that has a piece of rock underneath of it that's said to be magnetic. It's supposed to be the same stone that King David sat on, and they try to claim that, you know, the family of the remnant family, descendants, brothers, and such of Mother Mary and her other, half brothers of Jesus migrated with Joseph of Arimathea's help to England.
Yeah, Charles is trying to say that he's the extension of that family line.
Well, yeah, they all try to claim that you know.
But do you know what the Star of David is?
I've heard it's called the Shield of David, and it's an interlocking fertility symbol. The upward triangle is the phallic, and the downward triangle is the female.
Yeah, you got it. It's the pyramids. They're not just triangles; they're pyramids. Think about it.
Well, they're equilateral. They're equal angular triangles.
Triangles, right? Exactly.
If you look, they're not all the same. It's like the Masonic square and compass. Sometimes the left side of the compass is on top of the square. Sometimes the right side of the compass is on top of the square. Sometimes the square is on top of the compass. And with the Star of David, sometimes the triangles are interwoven. Sometimes one is on top of the other. I mean, there's different layers of meaning in just those symbols.
Right. And that goes into the different houses that they're tied to or aligned to. And that also goes into the Masonic and Freemasonic houses and or lodges, because all of this goes way back, way before the Egyptians. I mean, it goes back to Babylon and before. Why do you think we're in Iraq?
Well, what does it say in Genesis when they were kicked out of the garden? They were told to replenish the earth. They weren't told to populate the earth. They were told to replenish the earth, as if they were replacing what had been destroyed before or something.
Right.
Replenish, not you know, almost like repopulate. You have to wonder, you know, since in the mythology of ancient Greece, they had a lot of chimeras, you know, interbred, crossbred human animals and stuff, and we're just now getting back to the point to where we can do that, where we've got pigs with human genes and goats with spider genes spliced in, and chimeras that would be almost of a mythological nature.
Yeah, like the lion head on a human being, or...
Yeah, I'm losing my battery on my phone, Guy. I gotta go. You need to take some more calls.
All right, peace. Take care,
bye.
Man. All right, people. 800-313-9443. I want to keep reading this. Philadelphia Shipyard is now Kvarner. AIG owns and controls, yes, the same AIG, 54 minor U.S. ports and 28 major U.S. ports. As the Dubai Ports World deal fell through, AIG got the ports, and Lou Dobbs reported that all is fine. As the town crier, Lou Dobbs came out and said, everything is okay now because it's AIG, an American company, that now owns and controls the port. And don't worry, people, go back to sleep. Maersk is a Dutch Scandinavian company. Remember the pirates in Somalia, the Alabama, Shane Murphy, Captain Phillips, the shots by the Navy SEALs taking out the pirates. The U.S. Coast Guard tried to get its nose in the midst of all, even though it is a U.S. Navy business. The Coast Guard's trying to go international instead of guarding our coast. The Coast Guard is using uniformed military judge advocate general JAG officers as valid attorneys to prosecute cases in its own self-made military tribunals. I know of this from first-hand experience as an eyewitness and participant to these proceedings. There's a great deal more. We need your help in getting this message out far and wide and acted upon. In addition, Admiral Allen, the head of what is a federal civil service maritime police force, was given an award by the National Defense Industries Association for creating a new branch of military out of a civil service. The NDIA is a 1,365-member association of military federal contractors, General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin, etc., that has no business giving any awards to the head of a branch of civil service or a maritime police force. By changing this civil service into a branch of military, the savings on costs for personnel and associated quote-unquote labor and other provisioning, since a branch of military and under military law can be run much cheaper, as all employees are now property of the nation state, and the cost savings on employing civil servants vice military personnel can be moved from with inside the agency out to private corporations through federal contracting. These cost savings are then moved out of the agency or department or newfound special branch of military through federal military contracting, single source and more, national security, you can't know what's going on, or newfound special branch of military through federal military contracting, oftentimes single source, given to friends of those in charge, like former Commandant Admiral Loy, who is now working for Lockheed Martin, and making a mint off of these corruptions and setting up future employment for his fellow fascist friends and buddies. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back, people, and we just got a few minutes. Let me just read a couple more things real quick, and we'll go to Quince, the caller, and give him the last few minutes. Raytheon is a British UK company making most of its components now in former Eastern Bloc countries. Henry J. Kaiser, a German shipbuilder and auto manufacturer and steel manufacturer, Kaiser means king in German, worked with Richard Milhouse, you have to go to that name, Milhouse, Nixon, to start the first system of HMOs now known as Kaiser Permanente. First one was out here in California. Kaiser remains to be a major German industrialist family involved in smelting and more. That name, Kaiser, or as its derivative or extension named King, has been involved in my own situation with numerous people with the last name of King involved. Richard Nixon's replacement in Gerald Ford is not Ford's real name. It is Leslie King, one of the names involved in all that is going on in restoring royal crown, royal house, German industrialist, fascist, corporatist rule over America. Admiral Allen and Admiral Loy and Admiral Collins of the Coast Guard have been instrumental in placing a Coast Guard vice admiral as second in command of FEMA and taking over FEMA under DHS. The Coast Guard and Admiral Allen and Admiral Loy and Admiral Collins are all involved in the creation of the new National Transportation Worker Identification Card, or TWIC card, that is a biometric ID card that is being required for all national transportation workers and is run by Lockheed Martin, a defense contractor. Hey, Quince, you there?
Here. Great show tonight. You know, you've only been on RBN for a few weeks, but I tell you, you're really making your mark. You're doing great.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I used to be on RBN before I was over on Genesis, and Genesis went to cut me off the air because I didn't have the technology to meet their standards. And John Stattmiller picked me up and brought me back over to RBN to keep me on the air. So you can thank him for that.
Your technology is your wisdom and your knowledge.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Right. That's what I thought, but I guess
you see it. You know, one of the things I wanted to say, I know we're getting to the end of the show, is that Americans need to understand what happened in time that changed the basic fabric of our nation and morphed it into a monster that it is today, so unintelligible. They need to learn the history of this stuff like you talk about during your show. It's quite convoluted and complicated, but I think it's a good idea to go back to the Civil War. And I'm almost finished reading a book by Thomas J. DiLorenzo called Lincoln Unmasked. It's very, very to the point, has some great...
What are some of the key points from the book? Was Lincoln a traitor or was he an American?
Oh, no. He was a power broker, big time. He was funded by the Bank of the United States, and he was a very high-powered lawyer who worked exclusively for the railroads and the largest corporations in the United States.
Oh, you mean like Harriman Brothers?
Yeah, they put him into power to do their bidding, and that's exactly what he did. And, one of the many things that changed was the transition from state sovereignty to federal dominance.
And that's in Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, to where we change from a state nation into a nation state. And what they're trying to do is turn us now into a market state where we are no longer citizens with public trust, but we are consumers with opportunity.
Well, I just thought I'd drop that on your plate before the end of the show. Wonderful show. I always enjoy listening to it.
Cool. Well, get the word out. Tell people, and anything you can do to help promote the show, I'd appreciate. Thanks, Quince.
Always do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Peace. Well, that's it. Let me read this last part if I can sneak it in, but we're down to the end. The cards, which is the TWIC card, the National Transportation Identification Card. Okay, we're out of time, I think, but I'll still keep going until I get cut off. They're going to be controlled by Lockheed Martin, a military defense contractor that is using the National ID card, or using these as the precursor to the National ID biometric card that is to be forced upon us all and used as a replacement for passports, driver's license, library cards, ID cards, and medical records.